The fifth quarter.
Time to take your calls in this fifth quarter following Geelong's 97-point win over the West Coast Eagles. Vicky has joined us on the line. Vicky, thanks for your call.
Thanks, guys. Look, it was great to see the team play as a team, support each other, help each other up off the ground, and the spread of players that scored goals was fantastic. It wasn't a one-person show, and they didn't depend on any one player.
Vicky, 11 goal kickers today for the Cats, Neildy.
Yeah, very well summed up, Vicky. It was great to see. They all played their role. They all played well. They seemed to enjoy it. They did everything that a supporter would want them to do. They defended well, attacked the ground well, and it was just a great day for the Geelong Footy Club.
Did you come to the game, Vicky?
I did. My second game since 2018. Yay!
Yeah, what a day to come as the Cats put on a show like that. Well done, Vicky. Thank you for your call in the draw for the Next Level Skirmish double pass. Wendy has joined us on the line. Hello, Wendy.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Good. Fire away.
Fire away. I'm taking back all I said last week. They weren't doing well. This is my family. We've come down to see the game today, and I have to say I haven't seen anything like it for ages. Everyone was brilliant. Gary Rowan, I don't know what happened to him today. He was fantastic. And they all played for each other.
Beauty.
Well, it was fantastic.
Rowan sparked them.
In some people's eyes. He played very well. He did play really well. And I think it would be up there with probably the best game that he's played for the Cats. And you and I, King, have debated Gary Rowan and the type of player that he is. The reality is that he's been used as a marking target, hasn't taken many, and a lot of that's often to do with he's been the second marking option. He gets a bigger defender. Now, with two legitimate marking forwards, he gets a different type of opponent. He looked to play with more energy, more freedom, and he attacked the footy. He played particularly well. He did spark them, if you like, in that second quarter. I mean, he kicked Cass three goals, perhaps? At least he got a couple, I think. But he was terrific.
Three.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. It's great. It was just a really good day. Everything they were doing was working, but they were certainly working hard to achieve it.
Rowan now 149 goals from his career. Next on the line is Arlo. Arlo, thanks for your call.
Hello, how you going?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, just wanted to compliment you on the call, and I love Tommy Hawkins. I reckon he's one of the most unselfish forwards going around.
He was massive go on, sorry.
Yeah, and I just had one question. Like, I was driving in with my daughter this morning, and we were about to listen to K-Rock, and she said, how come K-Rock doesn't call any of the AFLW games? So that was one of my questions as well.
I don't know how to answer that. I don't know what the party line is on. Corporate considerations might be the way I would describe it. It's just not something that we've been able to. We called the first game back in 2019, but just unfortunately just not something we've been able to garner enough support to do. And it also, because of the crossover of the AFL season, unfortunately too, back when we were doing three AFL games a week, just meant we would have had to have dropped off it. So instead of doing it half backsided, we've decided just to cover it via krockfootball.com.au. So it's something we'll investigate in the future, especially if it becomes a bit more aligned with the AFL season. But at the moment, it's just something that it's not part of something we're doing, but we will continue to cover where we can via our new service and krockfootball.com.au. So I hope that satisfies you, Arlo.
That's a good answer, fellas. Thanks for that.
No, that's all right. Did you have a question for Neildy?
I was just going to answer about the Tom Hawkins. Your observation about the way that he plays the game, again, is absolutely spot on. He's particularly unselfish. He loves bringing his teammates into the game, and we can all remember multiple occasions where you think that Tom Hawkins could be having a shot at goal, but he will pass that off to a player in a better position. He does many, many unselfish acts every game.
Benny, speaking from experience about hearing the car hit the driveway, then doing the bolt.
No, never, King.
On the KC Twitter. Hey, Arlo, great call from you. Just on Tom Hawkins too. Now he's got 616 goals from 283 games, and you would have to think that in his career, the number he's given away has probably robbed him of being somewhere in the 700 club right now.
Look, it may have, but again, he's a team player. I'm sure if you said to Tom Hawkins, you can have 700 to 800 goals upon your career, but you only get to finish in the top four as a team, you know, two times, he's going to take what he's achieved as a team and been involved with over kicking multiple goals, which I think is what makes him a great team player and a good club person.
Jamie is next on the line. Jamie, fire away.
How you going, boys? Great call as usual.
Thank you.
Just a couple of quick points. Do you think the big Ukrainian can go down and finally kick a goal one day? And also, when do you think the last time was we had four guys kick three goals or more? Would it be at least 3 or 4 years ago?
Oh, it'd be a while ago, Jamie. Kingy's our resident. Well, I'm supposed to be the stats man, but Kingy knows all the stats, all those historic ones, and he'll find it out for you, but it would be quite some time.
So what would you say? Four players with three or more goals. So three today for Cameron, Rowan and Hawkins, and four for Duncan. And I can do, just talk amongst yourselves and I'll try and find it.
We are hoping that College Asdy can kick a goal. Well, more importantly, we're hoping that his knee is okay. So they subbed him out. He did play on, and maybe they were just being a bit precautionary late in the game, and the game was obviously done and dusted, so they just rested him. But I know he's not the favourite player of everybody, and he's not the most glamorous player, but I think he's really important to the Cats, is Jake Colajasny. So hopefully it's not a serious knee problem.
Thanks for your call, Jamie. Appreciate it. Frank, next on the line. Frank, thanks for your call.
Oh, g'day, boys. Look, I'm an Eagles fan, and I've made the journey down to the Cattery today, and look, obviously we got pretty belted, but I thought maybe one shining light might have been Oscar Allen.
Look, we felt at times Oscar Allen played really good. Look, he's a good player. When he gets a jump at the footy in the air, look, he is very good at that. We also thought Jack Darling stood up, particularly in the second half, so that those two key position players, you know, played well. And it was different for Oscar Allen. He'd have to step up a role without Kennedy there. But I think you're spot on. Would have been a tough day in the crowd for an Eagles supporter today, because obviously after three-quarter time he got belted. But really good sign for a young player, up-and-coming gun leader of your footy club in Oscar Allen. So, yeah, well picked out.
Frank, are you from Perth? Or are you based in Victoria?
Oh, no, I've always been a long supporting Eagles fan from Victoria. So at least it was an easy one to get down the road and check the game out. Do you reckon he's going to be worth the 800 sort of million price tag they've been putting on him lately?
Oscar Allen?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. At some stage he will. Because when you're talking about those type of numbers, if you look at what he will bring your football club into the future as well, like he's young, he's a key position player, he's a beautiful mark, you know he can go into the ruck. And with Kennedy the age that he is, and Jack Darling, he's younger than Kennedy, but not that much younger. He is certainly someone that will demand that type of money, and he'll be worth it for your footy club.
Hopefully he can do a bit like this.
This is Frank's mate, King.
Oh, this is dangerous.
Oh, hang on.
Hang on. Frank's mate's seconded the phone. Oh. Frank, thank you for your call in the draw for the next level skirmish double pass.
That was going to go pear-shaped in a hurry.
Great to have an Eagle supporter call in.
You'd be disappointed. I mean, Oscar Allen is going to be a good player. He's only playing his 44th game of AFL. He's still only 22. But if you're an Eagle supporter, you'd be really disappointed with that. I mean, not to lose, that's fine, but the manner in which they lost, they had a number of players out who would make an enormous difference, and nobody would deny that. But to fold like a Chinese deck chair after quarter time...
A Chinese deck chair?
Well, that'd go, you know, just be all over the show, I reckon. But they went down without a whimper, like after quarter time. It was a very disappointing performance away from home for a team that is trying to make its name away from home, given that their fortress at Optus Stadium, very few teams can beat them there, and they can beat very few teams as soon as they step outside of the joint.
Absolutely. You would be, whatever you said about the deck chair, if you were barracking for the Eagles today. But it is interesting the way that they play, and you're right, they're back to the stage where they can't really win outside of WA. They go home. They're a chance to be very, very competitive and win three of the next four, and all will be forgiven.
And they probably will, but their test for them is when they come up against a Richmond or a Bulldogs or another. So they did play well against the Bulldogs a few weeks ago and lost. That was
a
really good game. But today was just absolutely diabolical.
I think I found it.
Well, good work, Kingy. Have you let the fingers do the walking, have you?
Round one, 2017, against Fremantle at, I think, Subiaco that would have been. That was the last year we were at Subi. It was 3 goals apiece to Dangerfield, Hawkins, McCarthy and Motlop.
Right.
That was the last time.
That's fantastic, Kingy.
That's just very, very quick referencing there, having a look at that. So thank you,
you are on it, aren't you?
Thank you to all our callers. Vicky, you can have the double pass. Thanks to our friends at Next Level Skirmish. Matt at Carrock HQ will let you know all about that. Thank you to all our callers. We're going to go around the grounds now, and we're going to tell you at Marvel Stadium, Carlton 3-3-21 in the shadows of quarter time, are leading the Brisbane Lions 2-3-15 in the Ballerine Football League, and these are the scores that we have via the live scoring app. Torquay 92, Bowen Heads 74. So Torquay missing their star forward Lucas Anderson. Look like they've tipped over Bowen Heads in the grand final rematch of 2019. Motawarri 103, Geelong Amateur 46, Anglesey 65, Queenscliff 25. As I said, these are just the scores we're getting via the live app. And Newcombe 35, Ocean Grove 23, although I believe it was closer than that at three-quarter time, and that the margin might have been 2 points between the Grubbers and the Power. Of course, you're very interested in that one, Neildy, with the link to the football club out of Ocean Grove. Just seeing if there's a final score come through. Haven't seen that yet. In the GFL, where there were four games this afternoon, Bell Park and Colac have provided us with no score. Geelong West 71, Grovedale 51. Lara 71 have beaten St Albans 49, or looks like they've beaten St Albans. This is now 2 past 5. And Newtown 87 have not had it all their own way. North Shore 64, so a good effort from the boys from Windsor Park, who we know were winless in 2019. GDFL, just the three games. East Geelong 136, Corio 24, Belmont Lions 143, Anarchy 25, Thompson 56, Inverleigh 102. Two games tonight, Winchelsea and Werribee Central's, Geelong West and Bell Post Hill. Tomorrow, Bannockburn and North Geelong. In the GFL tomorrow, South Barnes and Joseph's, our GFL match for broadcast. And in the Ballerine, Drysdale and Port Arlington. So they are the games, and of course we'll be across the scores for Leopold Sportsman's Club from the other two games on Anzac Day while we bring you St Joseph's and South Barnes. Benny, some of the best that you've got out of our friends on Twitter at Carroll Football. Thanks to KFC. Yeah. Getting to KFC today for 24 nuggets for $10.
So, A. Dot just suggesting, can we play like this every week? Daniel Robertson suggesting he liked the babysitter of the boyfriend line. He was just wondering how Sam Simpson went in the VFL, as he could replace O'Connor. He went well, Sam Simpson, but they won by 1,000 goals, so I'm not sure it was a great reference point. They played a bunch of under-12s, which I'm not sure is an ideal setup, to be honest with you. But they won, and they won convincingly. So he got through, I think, played well, got plenty of the pill. I'm not sure he'd be ready to return to senior footy. Might need a couple more weeks, I would have thought, in the VFL.
Yep.
JFK suggesting best three quarters of footy since pre-bye 2019. Please play like that again. Look desperate, hard, and wanting to win. Adrian Mancini, great structure. Looks so much better with Jezza, Henry, Duncan, etc. were great. KB Wilson, I'd love to call and chat, but choking on my humble pie. Didn't see this coming. So good work from KB Wilson. Scott at Excalibur 500, great team effort. Duncan, Selwood, many others were fantastic. Even though Weagles were down a few players. Reece Stanley's game was huge. Good to see forward line click. Jez's first game was a sign of things to come. So plenty of positive stuff there, Kingy.
Absolutely.
MSH suggesting, I'm in shock, but I love it. Jezza and Tom and Rowan at their feet. I'm very, very impressed. So Cats have certainly excited their fans with that effort today. And the West Coast certainly have not just excited their fans at all with that effort today.
Geelong fans not happy with me either when I mentioned that Jake Collar-Jasny, it's a perfect day to go forward and kick a goal, because as soon as I said that, it wasn't going to happen.
No, that's true. Well, look, be fairly consistent, Kingy. The Blake's played over 100 games without kicking a goal, so I don't know if it's you.
116,
fault.
To be honest, without a sausage roll.
So he's only got two Cats in front of him. I think Bruce Morrison on 130 and Gary.
Brucey!
Bruce Morrison.
And he shaved the post to in his first game. He did.
What? Bruce Morrison was part of the 51-52 era.
Yeah, and his first shot at goal shaved the post, and he never had another shot.
Gary Malarkey?
No, he had a shot from four. He nearly had a shot from four.
And he didn't get a goal in about 170-odd games. I think Ted Potter from Collingwood at 182.
Different game, though, back then, because Gary Malarkey never...
He would never have gone forward.
No, he just used to get it and barrel it out from full back.
That was his job.
So he never wandered past centre-half back, whereas today you can see forwards, backmen standing in the goal square sometimes. The fifth quarter.